The world we know is changing. Welcome to Biotech Nation. Today on Biotech Nation, the promise and challenges of cancer immunotherapy. Traditionally, we've associated cancer treatment with severe side effects. I asked Dr. Sean McCarthy, the CEO of CytomX Therapeutics, why is that?
Well, we've seen tremendous advances in the last 5-10 years in the treatment of cancer with a wide range of different modalities, different types of therapeutics. And of course, the goal is to eliminate the cancer as far as one can. And some of the most recent advances in the field of immunotherapy are achieving that. Some patients are going into long-term durable remission, even in diseases as terrible as late-stage melanoma. So the field historically has looked for therapies that will hit the cancer hard. Now, of course, what often happens is the collateral damage of hitting the cancer hard is that you also hit the patient hard. And this historically has been true of cancer chemotherapy. It also is true today in this new field of immunotherapy, but for different reasons. So whereas chemotherapy is effectively a poison designed to poison the tumor cell before it poisons the body, the immunotherapy approach is designed to activate a patient's immune system to recognize the tumor and eliminate it. Now, what also occurs when you activate a patient's immune system is we see broad-based autoimmune toxicities because we're activating the immune system throughout the patient's entire body. For example, colitis autoimmune hepatitis. And so it's a different set of side effects, which oncologists take great efforts to try to control with co-administering other drugs like steroids, for example. And so there's a big effort in managing these side effects. Of course, it would be preferred to avoid them if we can, and that's where our technology comes in at CytomX.
What are you doing there?
Well, we're developing a new platform of antibody therapeutics we call probodies. Probodies are designed to be activated only in tumor tissue and not throughout the rest of the body. And so we focus the activity in tumor tissue and thereby allowing safer, more effective therapies. And our vision statement for our company is transforming lives with safer, more effective therapies.
Many of the new immunotherapies are coming through with antibodies that can attach to the cancer cells, but they can also attach to other cells. Is that part of the reason we have side effects?
That's a major reason. That's right. One way to think about it is that immune therapy can set off the equivalent of a 5-alarm fire in the immune system, which is great to eradicate the tumor, but not so great for other tissues. And what we believe is underlying this, these toxicities throughout the body, is that the reason that immunotherapy for the cancer works is that cancer is very smart. Cancer can avoid the immune system by effectively cloaking itself. And these new therapies, such as Yervoy from Bristol-Myers, Keytruda from Merck, these therapies are designed to uncloak the tumor so that the immune system can recognize the cancer cells and eliminate them. The challenge is that the uncloaking is not specific to the tumor. It happens throughout the body. And immune cells that typically are switched off and unable to recognize normal tissue are switched on and now do recognize normal tissue and cause autoimmune side effects. So it's this uncloaking that we're trying to focus into the tumor and avoid the systemic effects.
How does it work?
Well, so the probody approach goes back actually to some foundational science that was done at UC Santa Barbara, which is where our founding scientist, Professor Patrick Doherty, works. And Patrick had the idea that you could, by taking an antibody and putting a mask on it, you could prevent the antibody binding normal tissue. And if you rendered the mask removable by proteins in tumor,
only in cancer
tumors, you could activate the antibody in tumor tissue, thereby sparing healthy tissue of the side effects. So it was a big idea at the time, kind of an elegant idea in the antibody world that was sufficient to draw substantial venture capital investment. And that's what we've been working to reduce to practice over the last several years. In some ways, Patrick, he took two and two and made five, if you like, out of this this approach and came up with this very novel idea.
The cloaking device. We love this. It's so Star Trek, you know.
Yeah. So we refer to the concept as masking, and masking again being a way to blunt systemic toxicity, but focus the activity of the antibody in cancer.
So where are you with all this?
So we have some very exciting molecules in preclinical studies that we are aiming to move towards the clinic next year. So we'll be filing our first investigational new drug application in 2016, and our first clinical data should come in the couple of years following that.
Well, do you even know what kind of cancer you're going to start on?
Well, immune therapies have shown tremendous promise in a range of different tumors, including melanoma, including lung cancer. So we'll be evaluating our medicines in a range of different tumor types.
You'll be deciding at a later date.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be making those decisions a bit further down the road. Another important series of studies that we'll do is that in immune therapy, the current theme is combination therapies, where immune therapies are not being given one at a time, but they're being given in combination with each other. The reason being that it was shown several years ago, again with the Bristol Myers drug Yervoy, that a small percentage of patients, about 10% of patients with late stage melanoma, go into long term durable remission. This is a spectacular result and advance in the treatment of melanoma. But wouldn't it be better, even better, if that 10% number was a lot higher? And so the field is combining now multiple immunotherapies to try to get more patients into long-term response, long-term remission. Now, perhaps not surprisingly, combination immunotherapy is even more toxic than individual chemotherapy because you're activating the immune system even more. And at ASCO, the American Society of Clinical Oncology Conference in Chicago, this really was a theme of the conference, that in combination therapies, we're seeing tremendous responses in patients. We're seeing long-term responses in patients, but we're also seeing even more severe toxicity. And so the buzz, if you like, in the conference was, how can we create the next generation of safer, more effective immune therapies so that patients go into long-term remission but also have a better experience along the way?
So you may be out there saying, even though we're working on what we're working on, other people may want to work with you to see if they can't make their own compounds more or have less side effects.
Exactly right. And that's exactly what we're doing. For example, with Bristol Myers, you know, one of the leaders in the field, is we're in active collaboration with them to make safer, more effective versions of certain of their molecules for exactly that reason.
Well, Sean, thank you so much. Please come back. Keep us updated, won't you?
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Sean McCarthy is the CEO of CytomX Therapeutics. More information is available on the web at cytomx.com. That's CYTOMX, cytomx.com. For Biotech Nation, I'm Moira Gunn.
Tech Nation and its regular segment Biotech Nation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Mahler, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at technation.com. Tech Nation and Biotech Nation are productions of Tech Nation Media. I'm Paul Lancourt.